Bradford and DG Group are both trading up in a new land exchange. Council's Committee of the Whole endorsed giving up 2 acres of townland northwest of the Highway 400 and Line 5 interchange in exchange for 4 acres of DG Group lands on Line 6 as well as on County Road 88, during the regular meeting of Council Tuesday night. According to a report by Jeff McKnight, the town sow, the 2 acres of town land are currently part of a floodplain, but work planned by DG Group to realign a creek would change that and allow the lands to be developed. As the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority has agreed in principle to the realignment, DG Group proposed they acquire the land from the town so that it can be added to DG Group's adjacent lands and be developed for employment purposes. In exchange, DG Group is willing to give the town 2 pieces of land. The first is 1 acre immediately west of the Auld Kirk Church at 3380 Line 6, and the second is 3 acres near 4050 County Road 88, right by the driveway for the Bond Head Water Tower. Staff suggested the first parcel could be used to provide off-street parking, outbuildings, well and septic system, washrooms, etc., all of which would allow for expanded public use of the town-owned Auld Kirk Church. When it comes to the second parcel, staff suggested it is well suited to serve as a site for the town's second fire hall, to service the western portion of the municipality including Bond Head and the Highway 400 employment lands. Despite giving up more land than they would receive, DG Group sought no additional compensation. Mayor James LeDuc opened the conversation by expressing his support for the trade. "I think it's a great opportunity for us. We get an acre at the Auld Kirk and that allows the Historical Society to work on the Auld Kirk, and bring parking. And the 3 acres that we're gaining at the bottom of the water tower, for a fire hall, it is something that DG realized, if they're going to build communities they might as well service it," he said. Ward 6 Count. Nicholas Harper echoed those sentiments and added that he was pleased to see staff already have preliminary plans for the land. Ward 3 Count. Ben Verkake was also supportive. "I just think this is a brilliant exchange of land. It's a win-win for sure. For 2 acres that we really have no need for and we're getting 4 acres of land that's extremely valuable. I think it's great," he said. Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu agreed, especially with the need for parking at the Auld Kirk Church. Ward 7 Count. Peter Dyke was also supportive and credited the work of staff to evaluate the trade and plan for possibilities, especially the fire station in Bond Head. "As land gets more scarce and costly, this is a great opportunity," he said. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.